So I think the laws have changed now. They've got
They have the
more
backup.
ethics, the Ethics Commission. I guess it was just it had just started up at that time, and it wasn't very effective at all. I think it's getting better all the time. But I think now they have to people have to show that what they print
They
in
have to
there is
back up what
true.
they say.
Yeah, they have to be able to back up what they say. But at that time, you could just put anything in there, and these people did. That was Leland's way of doing things. I mean, he's just a liar. Yeah. But a lot of people like him, and a lot of people trust him because he's all the time he was supervisor, all he did was every night he was out at some a different neighborhood group every night on issues that were pretty benign but
But
very
important to
important to
them,
these groups. So, and he comes across as real kind and all so forth. But one of the things that he tried to do all during this time is they were, you know, that tenderloin school that was built for the children of the Tenderloin.
I don't know it.
You don't know it? It's a real, real nice school. And the thing is that there was no school for the people, for there's so many immigrant children there. So it was built for everybody, all the immigrant children. And Leland had been a member of the school board, and what had happened is that people in the Tenderloin had worked together for years, organizations in the Tenderloin, to get this school done. And
This is a public school?
it's a public school. And at the very last minute, without consulting any of the organizations in the Tenderloin who worked to get this thing done, Leland did an end play where at a school board meeting that went on past midnight. It just came up after midnight, is to just have the school be serve. I forget what it was. It was just maybe it had been just Vietnamese people or just one of the ethnic groups who was trying to get this group to support him, and he was going to do that for them.
He was on the school
and
board at the time?
I'm not, I don't remember if he was or not, but it was a kind of a stealth kind of thing he did.
In the middle of the night.
And the people in the Tenderloin found out about it in the middle of the night. And I know people who went and stayed past midnight to talk about this. They said, no, this school was intended to be for
Everyone.
everyone. So these are the kind of things that Leland is willing to do to get support. And even today, I think he's still working to get the support of the Asian population of the state. You know, he sees that as his base. But, you know, we do expect in the very near future for San Francisco to have a majority of Asian, over 50%. And so the Asian community, of course, the political leaders are very aware of that, and there's always a fight in the Asian community to try to be the leader of that.
How is it that, on the one hand, that's expected, but on the other hand, there's this housing crisis and it's all supposed to become just white, upper class elite? I don't understand how the two can happen at the same time. I mean, there's this whole conversation in San Francisco that it's just going to be one playground for the wealthy. But then on the other hand, it's like, oh, it's going to be majority minority. It already is majority minority, and it will be majority Asian. You know, it just seems like there's two different things going on that it doesn't line up unless all the Asians are very rich.
Well, a lot of them are.
So, I mean, that makes sense, but not enough to make a majority in the city. I mean,
Well, I don't know, you know. The first generation are, you know, they come here, they're poor. But they save every dime that they have, and their children are going to Stanford.
Right, and they own
They're
property now.
working at McDonald's and going to Stanford. and they're making lots of money because these people are used to working long and hard and for nothing, and they're real sharp and smart, and you know, they're a lot of the Asians, and second and third generation do well. Now I don't think that these are the Chinese.
Right.
I don't think the Vietnamese.